USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Ahead of midterms, election security is being addressed at the White House. National Security Advisor John Bolton saying that election security is the president's priority now and in the future.
The president has taken decisive action to defend our election systems from meddling and interference.
Director of National Security Intelligence Dan Coats says there's no question Russia is trying to hack the U.S. elections again. Military officials are providing more information about the difficult process of analyzing remains from the Korean War handed over by North Korea last week. At the Pentagon, John Byrd, Director of Analysis for the U.S. Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency, on why it's expected to take months or years to identify the decades-old remains.
They couldn't be sure how many individuals were represented in each box.
The remains of those 55 cases have been fully assessed into their laboratory and are already undergoing forensic analysis. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
President Donald Trump wants to roll back Obama-era gas mileage requirements, which would freeze rules that require car makers to make more fuel-efficient vehicles. The EPA and the Department of Transportation will hold public hearings on the issue for 60 days. California Attorney General Javier Becerra says his state will, quote, stand firm and protect the existing clear car standards that our nation has in place.
Weakening and freezing standards for us in California means backsliding to old days and old dirty ways of doing business.
On the issue of 3D gun printing information, Becerra says California is joining a lawsuit with Washington State to prevent that information from getting on the Internet. In Texas, a teenager who ran a red light and fired a couple of shots at pursuing officers ran to his grandmother's attic to hide. Downstairs were eight children in daycare. Sheriff's Deputy Edison Tokika says fortunately no one was hurt.
We knew he was up there. It gave us time to be able to extract the children one by one.
They all got out safely, and the teen eventually surrendered. Officials think he ran because he was wanted in Arkansas on burglary charges. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their Buy One, Get One Free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and enter promo code USA.
A Detroit police officer caught on tape attacking a woman at a hospital has been suspended pending the outcome of an investigation. The 18-year veteran of the force is seen hitting the naked woman repeatedly as she spit, bit, and cursed while other officers held her. Chief James Craig says the woman wouldn't listen to officers, but
there were points where the suspect had turned her back, but the officer continued to punch. It was at that point we had grave concerns.
The Detroit Coalition Against Police Brutality condemned the incident, saying an officer with corporal stripes had total disdain for a citizen who was obviously ill. Stall tactics, that's how GOP leaders describe Democrats' complaints that Republicans are only releasing a small portion of documents related to Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's past work as a White House attorney in the George W. Bush administration. Senator John Cornyn insisting that there's nothing about Kavanaugh's past being hidden.
I can understand the disappointment of our Democratic colleagues. They were hoping that Hillary Clinton would fill this vacancy on the Supreme Court and that she would appoint somebody very different.
Cornyn says for some of their Democratic colleagues, there will never be enough paper. Some tense exchanges at the White House press briefing. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders asked about Ivanka Trump, saying at an event that she does not view the media as the enemy of the people, contradicting President Trump's frequent attacks on the press. Sanders suggesting that the president's remarks may be justified.
The media continues to ratchet up the verbal assault against the president and everyone in this administration, and certainly we have a role to play, but the media has a role to play for the discourse in this country as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.